morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, 2010, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And this is Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre. Portland's disability plan disabled again. The Gov is juggling fish and farmers' needs again. And the main event, we have Dave Rovix with us today. First, the weather and a few brief headlines from around the region. Portland area weather, 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy. Highs around 54, slight chance of rain tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lows around 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with chance of showers. Otherwise, cloudy with highs around 54 again. Every movement needs music to bring the people out into the streets and keep spirits high when it seems like all hope is lost and the cause is going down. We're going to have Dave Rovix with us this morning. First, a few headlines from around Cascadia. An issue that is not going away unless we make it go away. And, of course, that is the question of LNG, liquefied natural gas, and Oregon's energy future. Joining us for just a few moments to give listeners a brief heads up on an important issue that's key to the whole question. Good morning, Olivia Schmidt. Olivia's with the Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Chris.
So what's going on in Astoria tonight that we all need to get ourselves geared up and present at?
The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality is an agency in Oregon that has the authority to deny necessary permits for all of the LNG projects in Oregon. Tonight they're having a public hearing about the water and air impacts of the Broadwood Landing LNG terminal, and that hearing is happening at the Napa High School on Old Highway 30 in Napa, just east of Astoria. There's a carpool leaving from Portland from Food Front on Northwest Thurman at 4 o'clock today, so folks can show up at Food Front on Northwest Thurman at 3:45 to jump in a car and head out to stand in solidarity with the anti-LNG community.
Thank you so much for that, Olivia. That's all we've got time for today. We do have a special guest coming in. Dave Rovix will be with us in just a moment. Thank you. That was Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club. Well, it's worse than you thought, unless you've been thinking about finding a job. There aren't any. And Oregon's gone and lost more jobs due to the recession, or so they tell us, than originally thought. The state's high underemployment rate is third in the nation, behind only Michigan and California, and the number of people who have simply given up in despair is incalculable. Portland has got a unique public safety disability fund, and an arbitrator's ruling granted a firefighter turned chef more than $100,000 in disability payments. The funds, though, were cut off when he refused to return to a light-duty job. Then the arbitrator ruled that the city had violated the collective bargaining contract by not negotiating the impact of the newly formed light-duty jobs for injured workers, all of which means that the 2006 reforms that voters approved to curtail abuses and disability are about to unravel. Still, let's hear it for collective bargaining. It is a creature that is rapidly disappearing from our public lexicon. Another year, another round of water wars. Governor Kulongoski is rounding up state agencies to see what they could offer farmers if federal irrigation water is cut back to leave water in the Klamath River for salmon. It's the first year under a landmark agreement to share water between fish and farms in the Klamath Basin. And that's it for local news for today. We'll be joined by Dave Rovix in just a moment. Every movement does need music to bring the people out into the streets and keep spirits high when it seems like all hope is lost. It is difficult in these days of the strange Oz-like political climate that we find ourselves moving through. It's rather like our own domestic fog of war. Oftentimes, it's hard to keep the energy as high and as focused as it needs to be. Activism is a whole way of life. Some people manage to put it in the forefront at all times. Others of us try to keep moving forward And we need this kind of music to keep us going. I know that I find when my enthusiasm is flagging slightly, if I listen to this kind of music, if I listen to Dave Rovics, I'm once again heartened and energized and ready to hit the streets again. Good morning, David. David will be with us in just a minute. We're going to be listening to some clips from 10,000 miles away. We'll be listening to some clips from other collections of Dave's music. And he is here in person in our studios this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris. Is this mic on?
Yes, it is. We have clips. There are two CDs that you very kindly left for me, and I chose some selections from those. Would you like to talk first about your travels, where you've been, and what people are saying, where you travel, how they respond to your music?
Well, they tend to like it, but I'm, you know, largely playing for a self-selected group of left-wing extremists around the world, so it's kind of, you might imagine that they'd like the stuff anyway, but yeah.
But it's an important thing to be doing, spreading left-wing extremism. People who might not want to get on board the movement, or may not even know some of this material that you have. A lot of our listeners are already familiar. Some of the material, though, really is for a lot of people informative.
Yeah.
A lot of it calls up the names of people who are literally given their lives. The death of Rachel Corrie would be notable.
Mm.
Here, these are some of the things that I really like. I have some favorites. I really like, of course, Burn It Down. I like I'm a Better Anarchist Than You. And I like The Pirates of Somalia. Any of those in particular that we can ask our engineer Kurt Lau to play?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'm a Better Anarchist Than You has a bad word in it, so that would need to be edited out for radio, I think. But I think the Pirates of Somalia, let's talk about pirates, you know. We all like pirates, and there's good reason for that.
And of course, these people are defending their own waters and their shores from European ships that dump garbage there. So what
nuclear
we hear
nuclear waste, I mean, yeah, serious garbage, yeah.
Serious garbage. That's they're fishermen basically.
Yeah,
pirates second.
So many villages in Somalia, such as Harad Here, which is the one that gets into the news most often, but lots of other villages, they were everybody made a living there as fishing, and when the government collapsed and stopped having any capacity to monitor the oceans, and Western corporations took the opportunity to dump nuclear and other toxic waste off the coast. And this was only discovered for sure because of the 2004 tsunami that washed up nuclear waste and onto the land, you know. And then they saw, oh, okay, so obviously this was dumped, you know, directly off the coast, which they already knew because the fish stocks were depleted so much and the fish were so sick.
And so we're going to hear a little bit of Pirates of Somalia. Of course, this is a story that you don't hear on the mainstream media's news.
Not
Let
much.
Let me tell you the story of 100 ships traversing the great big sea, moving the riches of the world in large ships owned by the captains of industry. They were heading to places like Amsterdam, London, and L.A. But they had to change their plans a bit when they were held up on the way. Here's to the Pirates of Somalia, sailing the ocean blue. Here's to the Pirates of Somalia, I'll raise a Jolly Roger to you. Harad Here is a town of fishermen, living lives of hardship and toil. But today they had a really good catch, 2 million barrels of oil. They travel with the Pirates' Handbook, doing what's just and fair, taxing the robber barons and taking their rightful share. Here's to the pirates of Somalia, sailing the ocean blue. Here's to the pirates of Somalia, I'll raise a Jolly Roger to you. Well, there are those who don't.
On this this CD, 10,000 Miles Away, there's some beautiful, I guess, what do you call it? Would it be spoken word, prose poetry? There are some extraordinary tracks on here. And what one would you like listeners to hear? Would you like to talk about
just,
those?
I could even just do one live.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
That'd be easy to do. How about Lebanon?
Here's
one that I wrote. I'll just do it live. Yeah, during the 2006 invasion of Lebanon, Israeli invasion. I visited Lebanon in 2005 and saw a lot of the places that that aren't there anymore. And well, there's all kinds of potential questions people might have about the piece. It's all true. And if people don't get any of the references, I can explain them out there. But I won't try to explain them all before the poem. Two soldiers have been captured. They crossed to the other side. Two soldiers taken prisoner. Several others died. This is how it started, so said the Jewish state. Forget about 96, 82, 67, 48. Two soldiers taken captive. And by the Sea of Galilee, we must defend our borders, wherever they may be. We must defend our soldiers, wherever they're deployed. Two of them are captured, one country is destroyed. Somewhere in Tel Aviv, generals drawing battle lines for the town where Jesus turned water into wine. On the 10-year anniversary of a massacre of children, they thought it was a good idea to massacre some children. Anyone in the South, I heard Ehud Olmert say. Everyone's a target and may be killed today. And if your home has turned to rubble, it may be pulverized some more, because two soldiers have been captured, and we gotta settle up the score. 100,000 homes leveled to the ground. Every olive branch on offer burned where it was found. Every chance at dialogue rejected right on cue. If you're gonna burn your bridges, you might as well bomb them too. They even bombed the prison where they used to torture fighters, where they had the dogs in leashes, cigarettes and lighters, where they were kept shackled, not allowed to stand, where they torched the forests, turned them into sand. The entire world watches. A few thousand demonstrate. Governments take action all too little or too late. All the telephones are ringing in case you couldn't read the signs. This is the IDF, and you're in the firing line. Condoleezza came to visit for about an hour. She thought it was a party, some kind of baby shower. She said these were the birth pangs of a brand new morn. But in the hospitals today, all the babies were stillborn. The stars and stripes among the ruins say where they were made, in case anybody wonders about all that military aid, in case anybody wonders about all the mines around the farms, or why so many toddlers are missing legs and arms, or why so many wonder exactly what was meant by wiping out our homes and then sending us a tent. Or why, if you ask them, who is Nasrallah? They'll tell you, he's our leader, and we all are Hezbollah.
Thank you very much for that. Listeners should know that Dave recited that from memory, from heart, from inner vision. We are at the end of our very brief time here on Air Cascadia. I want to just briefly roll through our closing credits and then go out with one final track from 10,000 Miles Away. Perhaps, Dave, you could tell people where we can get a hold of this music for ourselves.
Yeah, go to davidrovics.com and you can hear lots of music, and you can also see where I'm playing, including in Portland over the next month or so.
It's a great opportunity to hear Dave Rovics live. You've been listening to news and comment from Air Cascadia on your community radio, KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, KBOO.FM on the web. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members. Today's show was engineered by Kurt Lauer. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. And Dave Rovix has been my guest today on Air Cascadia. Coming up next, stay tuned for great KBOO news programming.